We are learning Masechtas Brachos Taf Samach Aleph on a base, and we're beginning at the bottom of Samach Aleph on Aleph. Tanar Abonam. Kloyois Yoyatzois. The way it works, this is the way a person does things. His kidneys give him the idea. Leiv Mavin, the heart understands. What do? Losho Mechatech. The Losho starts saying the words. Peh Goimer, the mouth finishes the words. Veshet Machas Amaitzi. The food pipe brings in food and out. Call me to Michael. Kona, which is the windpipe, Moitzi Koil, is the voice. Reya Shevis Komi Nemashkin, the lungs suck all the mashkins through the body. Kaved Koyes, the liver gets angry. And Mara Zarekis Baitipa, the gallbladder sends in some bile back into the Kaved, and calms it down. Tachoil, that's the spleen, is Soichik, makes a person happy. Korkabon is by a oif, by a bird, is Taichin. Keva Yishana puts you to sleep. Stomach puts you to sleep. Af Neir, the nose wakes you up. And if Neir HaYashan, if the thing is supposed to put you to sleep, it wakes up, let's say the Keva, or the Yashana Neir, or the nose is supposed to wake you up, puts you to sleep, Nimuk V'Hayachloy, a person will fall apart and die slowly. Tanam Shnei Mishenim Shnei Nurim Miyad Meis. If both of them are sleeping, or both of them are up, Miyad Meis, he dies right away. So Moshe Shane showed me in Rabbi Belsky's book, it's page 270 of Rabbi Belsky's book, that someone asked him, doesn't make, like a professor was calling about tshuva, asked him, doesn't make sense that the gallbladder drops some tipa into the kavod, what does that mean? So he said that the kavod produces, the liver produces bile, and if it produces too much bile, that would be terrible, because the body could die from that. So the bile goes into the gallbladder. If it has the gallbladder, know when it had enough bile, so there's like a reflux, which means it sends something back. And when the reflux happens, the bile stops producing. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. It says, Kaved Koyes, Mara's Rekas Baitipa means, as the reflux. So Rekas Baitipa means the reflux, it makes it and stops it, it calms it down, stops producing bile. And I guess Koyes is a reference to producing bile, Ayin Shom. It would be nice if Rabbi Belsky had pshat also in the thunder, or four pshat and thunder there, how it stems with the Metzias also, but I don't know if it's in the book, I'll ask Maishi later on. So, Tanya. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, Tzadikim Yeitza HaToiv Shoiftam. By a Tzadik, the Yeitza HaToiv rules him. You know why? Because the Gemara say that he doesn't have the Yeitza anymore. Shnema Shteitim Pasik, Belibi Chalal Bekirbi. That my heart is, there's a hole in it. Why? It's missing the Yeitza Hara. Rasham Yeitza Ra Shoiftam. The Yeitza Hara rules them. Shnema Peshal Rasha, Bekarev Libi, Ain Pachad Lekim Venegat Einov. Rasha says to himself, I'm not scared of anything, because he doesn't have Yetzer Tov anymore. He lost his Yetzer Tov. Beinonim Zev Zeh Shoiftam. By a Beini, Zev Zeh Shoiftam, Shenemar, Yamoid Liyamin Evyoin Lo Yeshia, Meshoifte Nafshay. Shoifte Loshen Rabbim. So you see, Shoifte Nafshay. So this is one of the rayas that when it says in the Seres Mechuva that you have Tzadikim, Rasham, and Beinim, so pastors should learn Beinim means 50-50, and then if you have 51 to 49, is a Tzadik, and 51 to 49, Vavarius, you're a Rasha. This Gemara is not like that. A Tzadik is a Tzadik Gomer. A Rasha is a Rasha Gomer. Everyone in between is a Beinini. The only time you become a Tzadik Gomer is when you don't have a Yetzirah anymore, and you become a Rasha, you don't have a Yetzirah anymore. But the regular people are Beinim. That's what's master in this Gemara. I think the Goyim might bring a Raya from this Gemara to that Yisoid. And therefore, because Seretz Mechuvah, it sounds like it's for everyone, not only for the Beinim, just the 50-50. How many people are 50-50? So therefore, this is maybe a Raya to that. And the Gemara says, Rav himself, I'm a Rav, can onu Beinim. Like I am, the Rav says, we are Beinim. Amli Abaya, if you're a Beini, Lashovik Marchai Lachabarya, then there's no such thing as a Tzaddik anymore. If you're a Beini, there's no such thing as a Tzaddik anymore, because Rav is the biggest Tzaddik of the Dar. But Amma Rav says another thing. Like every Alma, El Rashi Gemuri, El Tzaddik Gemuri. That the Olam Hazeh was made for Rasham Gemurim. Olam Abba is what Tzaddik and Gemurim. That means a Tzaddik has no Shaykhas to Olam Hazeh, and a Rosh has no Shaykhas to Olam Abba. Amma Rav. Leida inish b'nav shem tzadik gomer hurim lab. A person knows himself if he's a tzadik gomer or not. And the Mashal learns this is a response to Abaya. Abaya said, what do you mean? How you know you're not a bein, you're a tzadik gomer? So Rava answered, everyone knows themselves whether they're a tzadik gomer or not. Omer Rav, lo ivri alma l'achav ben Omri. This world was only created for Achav ben Omri. It means people like Achav ben Omri. Achav ben Omri Taka was a big Rasha, but he's very, very rich. Because the whole Olam Hazeh is for him. To be rich is for the Rasham. Rav Chanina ben Doisa l'Achav. And Rav Chanina ben Doisa. The whole world was created for Achav and Rav Chanina ben Doisa. L'Achav and Amri Amazah. Rav Chanina ben Doisa l'Olam Haba. Rav Chanina ben Doisa was Olam Haba. Like Rashi says, Rav Chanina ben Doisa did not was enough for him with a kav of charuvim, a kav of boxer the whole week. That's all he ate, and that was enough for him because by him all he didn't need any Olam Hazeh. Achav, that by him the whole Olam Hazeh was created for him. So the Beinim, it sounds like Beinim have both. The Beinim get both, which is most people in the world get both. A Tzadik Gomer has no Shaychus Olam Hazeh, but Beinim do have. It says in the Pasuk, V'haftos Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol ma'idecha. You have to serve Hashem b'chol nafshcha b'chol ma'idecha. Tadya, bless your Emer. Im nem b'chol nafshcha, lo menema b'chol ma'idecha. If it says b'chol nafshcha, so why is it b'chol ma'idecha? Whatever is more chavav to you, you should say that, and that's it. All your money, why are you saying your life? Say either your whole life or your money. If life is more important, just say all your life, and I know all my money also. So why do you say both? Some people, they care about their body more than their money. They care about their life, but more than their money. So by them saying, even the thing that's most chavav to you, the most precious to you, your life, you have to give up. Some people, their money is more precious than the gufay. You have to, even the most precious thing, you have to use for havas Hashem. Rabbi Kiva means even if someone takes your life, you have to give up your life for Hashem. And the Gemara is bringing a story like for Rabbi Kiva. What? So it could be just means that you don't have to kill yourself. Just you have to be all your nefesh, all your physical powers. Maybe it means. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Kiva is saying it means even chol nafshecha means even up to death. Tanur Rabbanan, and it could be going with shashmad where it's even more in the three averus you have to give up your life. And kivuvuyin next gemara that he taught Torah even makam kuach nefesh. Tanur Rabbanan, pam achas gozer malchus harisha shli asku b'tzorah b'Torah. At one point, the Romans were geyser that the Yidden should not be Isaac in learning Torah. And Tzimvuyah means Barabim. But Papas ben Yehuda, Mosu Rekiva, Shem, Yakel Kilos Barabim, Isaac with Torah. He found Rekiva giving Shurim Barabim. And Papas ben Yehuda was a tzaddik, Tzimvuyah and other Gemaras. Omele Akiva, Yati, Messiah, Play, Machas, Risha, are you scared of the Romans? Teach Torah in private. You're going Barabim like that? I'll give you a marshal. There was a fox that was walking near the river. He saw the fish, they were running from place to place. We're running. We're running away from the nets that people are using to catch us. You know what? I'll have a deal with you. No problem. Come up, Talia Basha. But no, do I need Atem? You'll come live with me, just like our fathers were together. Which, what that means, I have no idea. I saw one of the Kol Gemaras that it says, like before they went into the water, that the Avoy Sam Asechem, which doesn't make sense, it just doesn't make sense, that pshat. I didn't see a good pshat. It says, come to the Le'abasha and live with me like the old days, remember? The fish and the foxes lived together, remember that? Amrulai, which I don't understand. Amrulai, atuhu. So the fish told the fox. Atuhu shayim alecha pikeach shvechayis. You're the smartest from the chayis, from the wild animals. Loi pikeach ata. That's not a smart thing to say. Al tipesh ata. You're as silly as can be. Ma makam chias seinu. Ma in the water. That's where we live. Al misyari makam misseinu achas kama kama. You think we go off the land? Well, we're dead. Zokter Rabbi Kiva, Afa Nachna Achshav Shonu Yoishvim Vaisim Vatayra is Kosova Kihu Chayacha Varechimecha. Learning Torah is the source of all life. Kihu Chayacha Varechimecha. Kach, we have the Romans like this. In Mano Hochim of Atlumen, Achas Kam Vakam, no one's Taurus will happen to the Romans if we don't learn Torah. Omru, they said, you know what happened? Loiha Yom Ma'otim Ashatovsu Rabbi Kiva. It wasn't too many days that they grabbed Rabbi Kiva. He was doing Barabim, it wasn't a big secret. And they grabbed him, they arrested him, and put him into jail. And he was in jail for a long time, in Gemaras, and he even gave Sokim from jail. There's a story in Tiel Sadaim and Mesachas Erevin from jail. I forgot exactly what the Maisa there was, maybe it shouldn't shear Tiel Sadaim, but the Gemara of Erevin talks about the halachas he learned from Rabbi Akiva, in Beis Asurim. So he was in jail. And Tavsul Papas Ben Yehuda, Papas Yehuda also was captured for whatever reason. They were next to each other in jail. Omolei Pappas, mi aviach, omolei, so Kiva told and turned to Pappas, mi aviach lekan. Like, how did you land up here? Omolei, ashrecha Rabbi Kiva, netfasta divrei Torah, you netfasta divrei Torah. Oyloi le Pappas, shnitzah dvar matelim. I was netfasta dvar matelim. B'shal shetzios Rabbi Kiva leharigo. When they brought Rabbi Kiva out leharigo, we know it's one of the Sarah Ruga Mal, no, it's not one of the Sarah Ruga Mal. Shal shetzios Kiva out leharigo, zman kriya shema hayo. It was zman kriya shema. V'hoyu, It was one of the Sarah Ruga Malchus? Yeah, it was one of the Sarah Ruga Malchus, yeah. So they brought him out, and they said, but it's just, v'hoyu sarkins b'saroi, m'sarkins b'azol, they were combing his flesh with metal combs, a terrible isurim, v'hoyu m'kabal v'ol malchus shemayin, and he was saying, he was saying Shema. Omolei Talmid of Rabbeinu Ad Kan, Amamash, you're saying Shema, even like Vashas, when you're getting scraped by these forks, these metal forks. Omolehem, Kol Yoma Yisim Estar Apostle Bechol Nafshecha. I feel Noitos Nashmoscha. And Marathi always said, Mosa Yoma Yoda, when am I going to Makayim this Drosha, Bechol Nafshecha, Bechol, it means all my life, I Kamenu. Vachshvo Yoda, I Kamenu Shem Makayim, Vayimarach Be'echod, Achi Yotzo Nashmosi Be'echod. Until his Shema went out with the word Echod. Yotzo Baska Vamra, Ashrecha Rekivish Yotzo Nashmoscha Be'echod. That his Shema went out Be'echod. Now, all the Achraidim ask, the Lechaira, if he's a middle Shema, they asked him, Ad Khan, how do you talk a middle Shema? You now talk a middle Shema. So what was the case? It says, he starts saying Shema, and the Chatamidim ask you, like, Ad Khan? And so what did he answer? And then he died by Echad. When did he talk? A middle Shema? So, there's a lot of Mishatim. I saw the Ben Yehuda's Pshat. I like the Ben Yehuda's Pshat. The other Pshat says, I'm saying, it's not a nice Pshat. It's the Shara Pshat, because it sees how much Yisurim he had. But he says that he got captured beginning of El, and it was Nifta on Yom Kippur. And he says, every day, they used to bring him out and do this Yisurim to him with this Masreka Shal Barzal. And every day he thought he was going to die. So every day he said, Shema Yisrael. Every day. Lemais, he didn't die every day. So they asked him the next day, like, Ad Khan. But this happened every day, until it happened finally on Yom Kippur when he was Taka was Nifta. So then, that's the Pshat why they asked him. That's Ben Yehuda's Pshat. The Tzlach has a little bit different Pshat. I forgot the Tzlach's Pshat. But Tzlach also asked the Kasha, I forgot his answer. So what happened here? So the Malachim said, Amru Malachi Ashares, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Torah Vezu Schara, this is the Torah and this is the Schar. It says in the Pasuk, Mimisim Yodcha Hashem Mimisim, that we want to die from Hashem's hands, not from other people's hands. Amru Lahem, so Hashem answered, Chelka Mechayim, his Chelka is Nitzchi Estik in Olam Haba. Yotza Baskav Amra, Shrecha Rekiva, Sha'ata Mezuman Lechayim Haba. You are Mezuman, Lechai Olam Haba. Talk to more about it. It says in the Mishnah, Lo Yekel Odom Es Roshah Kneged Shar Mizrach, Shumachav Kneged Vesev Yashashim. You shouldn't be Mekel Kneged the eastern side of the Beis HaMikdash, because that door is Mechav Kneged Yashashim. Amra Vidu Murab, Lo Amra El Matzoyfim V'lefnim. This whole Is is only from Tzoyfim V'lefnim, which means you can see the Harabayis and inside, Uroya, and also two Didim. First, you can see the Harabayis, and it's a place where it's possible to see. It means that even if you're close, if there's a wall in between, there's no problem. So you have to be close enough, and you have to be able to see. Then you have this Isra of to have Kalas Rosh. It banami. Omer of Abrei de Rav Chia bar Abba, Hochem Rav Yechon, Omer of Amrat Seifim Lefnim, only from where you can see and inside, Uwe Roya, and you can actually see the Harbayis, Uwe She'en Geder. And also there's no fence. Even the fence, and you can see over the fence, but a fence is a hefsik. That means if you're in a house, it's not a problem. All is only Vizman Shemesh Kayim. That's all this Issa of Le'ekel, you shouldn't have any Kalas Rosh. Zodmar Avaita, Tonar Abonim. Now it's going to go into the bathroom towards Yerushalayim. Tonar Abonim, Nifta B'Yehuda, Le'yifna Mizrach Amayrif, El Tzafun Adarim. Yehuda, if you picture it, Israel, from Yerushalayim and down towards the south was all Shevet Yehuda. And above him was Binyamin. Now, Shevet Yehuda not only went from Yerushalayim down, it went to the sides also. Straight west and straight east of Yerushalayim, it went straight to the east and straight to the west, also was part of Yehuda. So when you're in Yehuda, let's say you're on the left side or right side of Yerushalayim, you should not go to the bathroom facing either east or facing west, because either way you're uncovering a part of the body that's a bazillion towards Yerushalayim. So therefore you should always go to the bathroom at Safa and Ladarim. Besides, Rashi speaks out if it's Mamash Kedegi Yerushalayim. But if it's to the side somewhere, you could be Nifna at Safa and Ladarim, which means north to south. That's what Rashi explains. Let's read the Gemara inside again. And if the Behudal, if the Mizrach Amarev, don't go to the bathroom and uncover yourself from east to west, you should face Safa and Ladarim. You should face either Safa and Ladarim. With a Gol, the Gol is above Yerushalayim. So then, lo yifne la mitzvah gemarav. Then you can be mifne la mitzvah gemarav. Because then, one side is Mediterranean Sea, one side is Jordan. There's no, you know, that's a side. But mitzvah, but tzafen adarim, that's facing Yerushalayim, you shouldn't do. But we go lo yifne la mitzvah gemarav, and not tzafen adarim. Rabbi Yosi mat, there is also not a problem. So Rabbi Yosi aim really osru ela baroya. Only if you can see over makom shein shom geder, there's no fence. Over zman shashchina shayre. And this is talking about even there's no shchina anymore. It was after the Beis Hamikdash was charev. And you couldn't see, so it's not a problem according to Rabbi Yosi. V'chachomim oishrim. Chomim say it's awesome. Break the word, chom hayan tanakama. So the Gemara, ike b'nao it's dodim. Now, if you mean it's dodim. According to tanakama, you can't go mizrach l'mayrv the entire Yehuda. Even lower down, let's say, lower down by let's say, Gaza, you know, lower down, you can't be nifna Mizrach Amarev, lower down. Why not? Because Lamaisa, if we higher up, with Mizrach Amarev, Kenega the Yishlayim, therefore, even lower down, you can't do Mizrach Amarev, only on Safan Adarim. But according to the Chachamim, it's only Kenega Yishlayim, you can't do Mizrach Amarev. Like we explained, like near Yishlayim, you go straight to the sea, it's Kenega Yishlayim, and straight to Jordan, and it's Kenega Yishlayim, that's where you can't do Mizrach Amarev, according to the Chachamim. No more vayta. Tanya idach, a similar machlokes, but a little bit different. Tanya idach, nifna b'Yehuda liyifna mizrach amayriv. Someone goes to the bathroom in Yehuda, should not be mifna mizrach amayriv, el tzafim adarim, only north to south. With a gol, el tzafim adarim, osur, ume mizrach amayriv mutter, and gol, which is on top of your slime, then tzafim adarim is osur, and mizrach amayriv is mutter. Rabbi Yosi matash, Rabbi Yosi emelay, osur al v'roya. Only if it's roya. Rehuda, im mizmanch mizrach kayim, osur, mizmanch mizrach kayim, mutter, only mizmanch mizrach kayim. And Rabbi Kiva, osur, b'chol makim. Rabbi Kiva asks b'chol makim. Rabbi Kiva in Tanakama, who also asked in the whole place. So what's chol makim? Yikamnayu chutz la'aretz. Since it's b'chol makim, we'd be meisiv chutz la'aretz. We'd be meisiv chutz la'aretz. And dafka mizrach amayrev. But not tzafim adarim, like Tosha speaks out. So even in chutz la'aretz, even in Bavel, it's asur to be mefana mizrach tamayrev. Yikamnayu chutz la'aretz. So the Gemara, but it could be the word is that Mizrach Amar. So the Gemara says a story about Bavel now. Rava have a shadian lay livni Mizrach Lemayrev. He put the stones Mizrach Amarev. You look at a picture of rectangle stones, and he put one head of the two stones, one head on Mizrach and one head on Mayrev side, and two stones like that. When he goes to the bathroom, then he'll be able to face Safan Adarim, because he sits on both stones and goes to the bathroom in between the stones. So if the stones are set up from east to west, so then he'll end up going to the bathroom Safan Adarim. And Bavel was in the east of Eretz Yisrael or Yerushalayim, and therefore he's makbid to go dafka Safan Adarim. So Rabbi Avshadon lived in Mizrach Amayrev, and he went to the bathroom Safan Adarim. Also, Abai wanted to see if this is Badafka. So also Abai, she didn't Tzafim Adarim. He switched it around to Tzafim Adarim, and therefore the bathroom landed up being Mizrach Tamarev. Al Rabba Taristu. Rabba came put it back. Omar, man haide gotzali. Who's driving me crazy, turning around my stones? Anokar b'kiva svila. Al gar b'kiva, dom b'chol mokko im osir. I hold b'chol mokko im osir, and therefore I dafka put it this way, that it should not be nifna for Mizrach Lamarev.